You're listening to Vatican Radio.
In his homily at morning mass in the Casa Santa Marta on Tuesday, Pope Francis focused on the three characteristics of the Christian community. The Christian community, he said, should be capable of full agreement within, should be able to bear witness to Christ, to the outside world, and to prevent any of its members from suffering and misery. These, according to Pope Francis, are the three characteristics of a people reborn. In his homily, he focused on what the Church brought to light during the octave of Easter, a rebirth from on high in the Holy Spirit, who gives life to the first group of new Christians when they still didn't bear that name.
Aveva un solo cuore e un'anima sola.
They had one heart and mind, peace, a community in peace. This means, he said, that in this community there was no room for gossip, envy, calumnies, defamation. Peace, he repeated, forgiveness, love covered everything. To qualify a Christian community on this, we have to ask about the attitude of the Christians. Are they meek, humble? Do they vie for power among each other in that community? Are there envious quarrels? Is there gossip? They are not on the path of Jesus Christ. This feature, he went on to say, is so important because the devil always tries to divide us. He is the father of division. Not that problems were lacking in the first community. Pope Francis recalled the infighting, the doctrinal struggles, power struggles, which also overtook the community later. As an example of this, he pointed to the widows who complained of a lack of assistance in the apostles who had to create deacons. However, the high point of the community's beginnings forever fixes the essence of a community that is born of the Holy Spirit, a harmonious community, and second, a community of witnesses of faith. Pope Francis invited today's community to dwell on this.
È una comunità che dà testimonianza della resurrezione di Gesù Cristo.
Does this community give witness to the resurrection of Jesus Christ, he asked? Does this parish, this community, this diocese really believe that Jesus Christ is risen? Or rather, yes, he is risen, but only here, because they only believe here in their hearts, far removed from this force. By how we bear witness that Jesus is alive, that he is among us. That is how we verify the life of a community. The third characteristic from which we can measure the life of a Christian community are the poor. And here Pope Francis distinguished two points of evaluation.
Primo, come il tuo atteggiamento o l'atteggiamento di questa comunità con i poveri? Secondo, questa comunità è povera, povera di cuore, povera di spirito.
First, what's your attitude or the attitude of this community toward the poor? Second, is this community poor, poor in heart, poor in spirit, or does it place its trust in riches, in power? Harmony, witness, poverty, and care for the poor. This is what Jesus explained to Nicodemus. This comes from above, because the only one who can do this is the Holy Spirit. This is the work of the Holy Spirit. The Church is built up by the Spirit. The Spirit creates unity. The Spirit leads us to witness. The Spirit makes us poor because He is our wealth and leads us to care for the poor. May the Spirit, concluded Pope Francis, help us to walk on this path reborn through the power of baptism. I'm Chris Altieri.